Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Maximizing all of your farm's resources really requires a sound business strategy. But what are key strategic levers of profitability that you should be thinking of? I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. Brady Brewer, Assistant Professor of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University, says there are five levers that farmers should think about when making any business decision.
There's really no one set strategy. You got to do what works best for your farm. But in general, we can think about what a farm can do to increase profitability in really five key buckets or levers that I call them that they can pull to increase efficiency. You can manage yield, you can manage output price, you can manage costs, you can manage people, and you can also manage the assets of the farm. Really, you know, when you're thinking about a particular decision, you just need to be very deliberate and ask yourself, how does this decision increase one of these five areas of my farm?
What are some of the key financial factors and their implications that affect how producers can make that strategic planning decisions?
Well, there's a variety of economic factors out there that are impacting these levers, such as raising interest rates, inflation. Obviously, we've seen higher input costs. This has had, you know, various effects on the strength of the U.S. dollar, so exports, which agriculture relies heavy on. So, you know, those are impacting how farmers, when you think about the future and what may lie down the road from a financial perspective, these should definitely be taken into consideration.
Speaking of that evolving technology, what are you seeing out there that can be very beneficial when it comes to those decisions?
Well, we've seen a lot of increase in terms of adoption of technology industry-wide in agriculture. We've done surveys at Purdue University that have looked at data use in ag, and by and large, what shows is that we have a lot of data in ag. We collect a lot of data, but we don't use a whole lot of data. And we're not really maximizing the value of the data that we collect to really gain insights to become more efficient. So what we're really seeing is if you look at ag as a whole, we're behind other industries. We expect there to be a pretty steep learning curve here in the future as we adopt, say, practices from other industries that have developed to hopefully gain some of those synergies between different data sources and different parts of the ag supply chain so we can make better decisions.
How can producers adjust their strategic plan then to really prepare for the uncertainty of what lies ahead, especially in the agriculture industry? There's the constant uncertainty, and that's what we just have to learn to grow with.
Yeah, ag is volatile, right? There's just no way to get around it. Obviously, there's tools that farmers can use, whether hedging, risk management tools, insurance tools, that we can do to try to minimize risk. But even with those tools, there's still a lot of risk in agriculture. The main thing from a financial perspective is know where you stand and do sensitivity analysis to your farm. Ask those what-if scenarios. Ask, hey, if revenues go down by 10% because prices fall or yields fall, would I still make a profit? If input prices go up another 5% from where they are today, if you haven't bought all your inputs, what would this do to profitability? And try to work in as much of a cushion as possible. Use all the tools available to lock in those prices if you have positive margins, whether it's forward contracting, pre-buying, or whatever it may be to, you know, preserve those positive margins. And then, in the case that we see negative profits, which we know over the years, farms experience negative profits, we have bad years, can you survive it, right? What is your cushion? Look at your working capital, look at your equity capital that you have. These are definitely conversations I would also have with your agricultural lender. How many years of sustained loss can you survive? Because typically, you know, if you have that conversation and have that planned out, it's going to set you well positioned to weather those down years.
Are there any key steps when it comes to outlining your strategy? I know you mentioned things that they should be thinking about, but to really then, okay, I've thought about this potential asset or things like that, how do they really go into implementing to really identify their goals and utilizing the environment that they're in.
So first, on the financial front, I would say benchmark your farm, right? If you can compare your farm to what the average farm out there is, or maybe it's a farm that you aspire to be. If you pull one of the state databases, like the University of Minnesota FinBin database, you can pull it by percentiles. You can look at the top performing farms, compare yourself to that and say, what do I need to change? Where am I not like this particular farm? And what do I need to do to get there? That's going to help build in as much cushion as possible. The first thing, you know, from a strategy perspective, I think you mentioned it, having a plan, right? Being deliberate with those choices. We mentioned the five levers. Every decision you make should pull one of those levers. If it doesn't, then it's probably not something that you should be looking into.
Are there any extra questions that they should be thinking about before really expanding that balance sheet, the full financial picture of all of the ups and downs when it comes to farming?
Yeah, so the average agricultural business, so farm, that defaults on their loan, the loan that causes them to default was made 5 or 6 years prior. Think about what that particular purchase is not. Can you afford it now? But can you afford it in the down years? Can you afford it 5 to 6 years from now? Right? Don't set yourself up for failure 5, 6 years in the future.
That was Brady Brewer, Assistant Professor of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University. Keep these items in mind the next time you're making important planning decisions. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th through the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.